Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aasim Bharde. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Enzo, and good evening, everyone. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors, I welcome you to Supreme Industries Q2 results analyst call. From the management team, we have, as usual, Mr. M.P. Taparia, Managing Director, Mr. P.C. Somani, CFO, and Mr. R.J. Saboo, Company Secretary. Over to you, sir, Mr. Taparia, for your initial thoughts and comments.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bharde. I am M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I, along with my colleagues, Sri P.C. Somani, CFO, and Sri R.J. Saboo, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited standalone and consolidated financial result for the quarter and half-year ended 30th September 2023. The standalone results and the consolidated results are already with you. I'll give brief on company's product operating performance and their highlights. The company sold 137,763 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 2,274 crore during the second quarter of the current year, against sale of 111,803 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 2,047 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 23% and 11%, respectively. The company sold 286,307 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 4,614 crore during the first half of the current year, against sale of 220,725 tons and net product turnover of rupees 4,216 crore in the corresponding half-year of previous year, achieving volume and product value growth of about 30% and 9%, respectively. The consolidated operating profit and profit after tax for the second quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 380 crore and rupees 243 crore, as compared to rupees 166 crore and rupees 82 crore, respectively, for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording increase of 129% and 196%, respectively. The consolidated operating profit and profit after tax for the half-year of the current year amounted to rupees 723 crore and rupees 459 crore, as compared to rupees 493 crore and rupees 296 crore, respectively, for the corresponding period of the previous year, recording increase of 47% and 55%, respectively. The business scenario of all the product segments of the company for the second quarter ended 30th September 2023, as compared to corresponding quarter of previous year, has been as under: plastic piping system business grew 30% in volume and 17% in value term. Packaging product segment business grew 12% in volume and 7% in value term. Industrial product segment business grew 4% in volume and degrew by 3% in value term. Consumer product segment business remains at same level in volume and degrew by 6% in value term. the overall turnover of value-added product increased to rupees 942 crore during the second quarter of current year as compared to rupees 798 crore in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, achieving growth of 18%. The company has a total cash surplus of rupees 583 crore as on 30th September 2023 as against cash surplus of rupees 738 crore as on 31st March 2023. Business outlook. Polymer prices remained range-bound during the quarter but witnessed a sharp downward trend during first fortnight of October, affecting business sentiments. Now the prices have started stabilizing and business activity have started picking up. The company acquired the pipe manufacturing unit of Messrs. Parvati Agroplus Limited, situated in Sangli, Maharashtra, on a going concern basis with effect from 17th October 2023 and its aggregate consideration of rupees 151.38 crore. This unit has a total installed capacity of 36,000 tons per annum, comprising of 15,000 tons of PVC pipe, 18,000 tons of LTP pipe, and 3,000 tons of oriented PVC pipe, and spread over 13.48 acres of land. Oriented PVC pipe has good market potential, and the company is working to expand oriented PVC capacity to 15,000 per annum at Sangli. The company has also signed an agreement to purchase adjoining land measuring 7.76 acres from the family, which would enable the company to expand its operation at the same site. Various capacity expansion program of piping division are progressing smoothly. Construction work is in full swing at all the sites, namely Kanpur Dehat, UP, Erode in Tamil Nadu, and Malanpur in Madhya Pradesh. Orders for equipment have been placed and increased capacities will be in operation during fourth quarter of the current year, one after another. Construction work for expansion in Gadegaon, Maharashtra is completed and arrival of production equipment has started. The newly launched polyethylene aluminium polyethylene piping system and electrical conduit system has received an increasing response. Expanded capacity of bath fitting along with environment-friendly surface coating process for enhanced durability and better aesthetic at Pondicherry is in good place and fully operational. The company's plan to put up a manufacturing facility to make PVC window and door is taking shape and effective execution of the same will start by end of November 2023. It is expected to take about 12 months to commence production trial. The company continues to commit to new investment to increase the range of value-added products and enlarging the product basket in its piping business. With completion of all the expansion plan undertaken, installed capacity of the piping system division shall lead to 780,000 tons per annum by end of fiscal year 2024 from 600,000 tons as on 31st March 2023. The company's strategy to focus more on major product in cross-dimensional film division is yielding positive results. Overall, realization has also improved and company has been able to handle the spurious competition effectively. Work on the plan to set up 2,500 ton per annum plant to manufacture newly developed closed plastic film is progressing well. The company expects to launch the same during the fourth quarter of the current year. The company has introduced new variant in its cabinet range in its molded furniture segment and received a good response from the market. The division is continuously adding showroom to improve awareness of its range of premium product. Total strength of such showroom has reached 283 by end of September 2023 from 244 showroom as on 31st March 2023. The industrial component division has witnessed weakness in demand during the quarter. Although auto sector is doing good, but with more dependency on appliance and white goods, overall market scenario doesn't look to be so encouraging. Company expect better prospect with impending festival season. The fisheries and fruit and vegetable sector in the material handling division are seeing good demand and expected to grow in double digit in volume for the year. There is good demand from the soft drink industry for ensuing summer season. Sales of newly introduced dustbin are encouraging and the division should continue its momentum of growth both in volume and value term. For composite LPG cylinder, execution of all orders issued from Indian Oil Corporation is taking place and shall be completed during the year. There are no new orders from domestic oil marketing companies. There are serious inquiries from overseas and once successfully converted would yield better capacity utilization of the plant after recent expansion. The protective packaging division has enhanced its capacity utilization and the strategy to work more on fabricated product has improved profitability. The division has acquired prestigious order and customer and working on expanding certain capacity to meet the customized demand. The division has also made inroads in the export market and extended its distribution network for the same. The performance packaging division continued to utilize its capacity optimally and work on post-excluded value-added product. The division is also exploring further export opportunities for improved profitability. With increased business opportunities, CAPEX plan of the company is also increasing. Total commitment, including carry-forward commitment of previous year, may reach to around Rs. 900 crore, excluding the amount committed for acquisition of business of Parvati Agroplast. However, total cash outflow is not likely to exceed Rs. 800 crore and the same shall be entirely funded from internal accrual. This is a brief and overall summary for the quarter and the year ended under reference. Thank you for your presence. Now I and my colleagues, Sri P.C. Somani and Sri R.J. Sahu, are available to reply to various queries raised by all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Venkatesh from Axis Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, congratulations for a good set of numbers. My first question is, what is your, you had given a certain guidance for the full year earlier, you know, pipes growth of 23 to 25% and overall growth of 20% plus. Are you making any changes to your guidance for the full year? In terms of volume growth for plastics and just plastic piping and also the margins. So that would be the first question.
My overall guidance I improved now to overall volume growth of the company going to be 23% and for plastic piping is going to be over around 28%.
28%. And what about margin?
Overall margin guidance for the full year is around 14.5%.
Okay. Now, are you expecting some kind of a slowdown in the fourth quarter because election season kicks in? Or it doesn't matter that, you know, the government would have already given most of the orders before the election season kicks in and actually we might have a slowdown in the first half of next year?
We are not in government business much.
Okay.
Election is already going to happen in this quarter only.
Okay.
In January, March, there is no election.
Okay. Now, and also, how would you look at next year? Because we have grown 29% volumes in FY23. You're expecting 23% volume growth in the current year, FY24. Is it like something we need to keep in mind while we are making our estimates for FY25 because you're coming off an extremely high base, or you think you can still continue growing at maybe 15% for FY25.
This year super growth is going to be because of poor base of last year.
Okay.
Now this year is normal year, so we anticipate growth should be around 12% next year.
Okay. Okay.
That growth forecast next year growth will talk only properly in April 2024.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. All the very best.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agrawal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a good quarter. Sir, first question on the Maharashtra state government contract. How much of that is already supplied out of the 480 crores?
We are continuing supplying the books. There's no issue. We are supplying were to complete in 31 time. So still not 12 months have gone. So it continue to remain in we will continue to supply as per their order issued and they are very committed and books are going smoothly.
Should I assume 150 crores worth of material is supplied?
I don't recall correctly. I don't remember correctly. We only can see the order is going very smoothly and they placed the man to give the red contract. They said it will take between 24 to 30 months.
Got it, sir. Second question on packaging division. You mentioned on your TV interview that you've got new export orders and hence the margins are higher. Could you elaborate, sir, in which division within packaging, across protective performance or laminated films, which is doing better and what are these export orders, please?
The packaging division includes three segments, cross-laminated film, protective packaging product, and performance packaging film. In all the three segments, our whole aim is to go on boosting export of all the product. And fortunately, all the products have got good acceptance, and we are increasing our export month after month in all the three segments. When the year will be out, in April we will tell you absolutely how much exports have gone up in the current year and how many new customers we have added in the segment. We are putting more resources to boost export business of this segment.
So this 30 rupees a kg of EBIT for the segment, is this sustainable going forward?
There is no backward reason, no negative reason.
Okay, sir. And one question was on the appliances and white goods. You said the quarter is, the demand has been slow. I just wanted to know consumer durables, how much do they account in terms of revenue for industrial sales and what is the outlook for second half?
See, out of our industrial division, about 60% revenue come from the industrial component and of that 70%. So overall from the industrial segment, if you look at, close to 40% revenue come from the appliance sector.
Got it, sir. And any outlook, like who are your major customers and what is really wrong with this in the first half?
No, there's nothing wrong. The demand is low of consumer appliance. They are seeing Supreme Petrochem also where we supply polystyrene raw material. The demand is going slow. Now we anticipate that now festive season is coming very shortly. Demand may revive. Maybe in the month of November, the good marriage season is there also. So we hope for the best.
Got it, sir. And last question, sir. You said there is a big export inquiry for cylinders. Could you help us understand? Because you also said that the capacity utilization could be better than what it is. And my understanding is the capacity is 1 million. So which geography and which customer are we talking about?
When the order comes, then only we can share. We are negotiating only.
Okay, sir. Got it. I'll come back in the queue. All the best, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Chandrakant Danukar from CD Equity Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. So, sir, how easier is business scalability for you all, given that you are in several product segments and have several of products in that segments? So, I wanted to know how is the business scalability for you, like how are you looking like it is?
No, scalability in terms of product, because see, ultimately we are all into plastic products only. So our raw material procurement, everything is similar. And we have multiple product complexes nowadays. So as such, scalability is not an issue. Only certain products where we need to put up the capacity near to the customer, particularly for industrial component. It is only we require a specific dedicated facility. Otherwise, within the present production environment only, we can scale up the production facility wherever required.
Okay. So, don't you think like these businesses can be spun off as separate companies so that company could draw focused investors?
No, whichever business we are doing, we remain focused on that business.
Okay, so like...
There are separate resources, look after each segment, and they remain fully focused on the segment which they look after.
Okay. Okay, sir. Okay. Okay. Thank you for taking my question, sir.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address the questions from all participants in the conference call, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Congrats on good set of numbers. My first question pertains to, could you throw color on how has been the CPVC volume growth in this quarter?
No, CPVC volume has degrowth overall in first 6 months, first 5 months. Last month there was growth up to 3%. So overall in 6 months, we had a growth of 1.25%.
And what is the reason for this decline, given that the PVC volume is in strong traction?
To our mind, principal reason must be that now PVC prices have come down dramatically.
Okay.
PVC prices were quite high. So instead of PVC, people start using CPVC. Number we are seeing in the country itself, the first 6 months, CPVC might have a degrowth between 14-15% volume growth in the country.
For the industry, okay. And sir, what is the outlook for the second half?
Sorry?
Yeah, so you're mentioning the industry would have seen a 15% decline in the CPVC in first half, right?
CPVC, because of PVC price has come down dramatically. Correct. So wherever people were using CPVC instead of PVC, now PVC price has come down, so people don't use CPVC. CPVC is expensive than PVC.
Correct.
CPVC is mainly one application, that is plumbing.
Yes. And so what is the outlook for second half on CPVC?
Second half, the real estate industry is doing well, and CPVC prices also come down. So we see that now the second half there should be growth.
Okay. And in terms of margin outlook for fully at 14.5%, in fact, do you see any inventory loss risk in Q3? Given that we have seen the PVC prices cooling off 7-8% in the first fortnight?
No, it has gone down more than 7-8%. First fortnight, price has gone down by 12%.
Okay, so any inventory loss there?
No, but it's part of business cycle. So some inventory loss may be there. Then prices started rising also, so then we may recover also. So today we may say some small loss will be there due to inventory. That's why if you see in first half, we have earned 14.79%, and for the full year, we are forecasting around 14.5%.
Okay. Okay. That's all from my side. We'll come back in here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Chirag Lodhia from ValueQuest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I have two questions. First question was on what is driving this strong demand in PVC pipe? Is there any specific segment which is where you are seeing very hyper growth?
No, we don't deal only in PVC. We say our growth in plastic pipe, not PVC.
So in plastic pipe, is there any particular segment where you are seeing hyper growth?
Can I reply, sir? So we are seeing big growth in our polythene pipe business. So we had earlier low base of polythene pipe. We put up more capacity seeing the null scheme. So we are preferred supplier for Lux Agile because we make very high quality product. So good order for polythene pipe. Here is using polythene pipe. And we are large supplier polythene pipe for Lux Agile scheme.
Okay. And is the profitability similar versus PVC there, or there is a big difference?
Overall profitability you have seen already, no? It is coming maybe around, what do you say, 14.5 or 14.25 overall. Piping is a business, low margin business. But we supply system. In system there are fabricated fitting, there are solvent, there are molded fitting, there are roto molded items. So many items we are out today. We have more than 12,000 SKU in plastic piping system. So pipe is one small segment of the 12,000 system. That's one SKU.
Got it. And sir, just lastly on your guidance, just wanted one clarification. So H2, you know, whatever guidance you have given for full year, on basis that there is a 18% volume growth expected in H2. And if I just look at realization, which should be lower compared to say H1 or say equal to H1, then our top line would be like 10-11% growth in second half. So full year will still look at 10%. You are guiding for 15% top line growth too.
Top line growth, no, we just said 15%, around 10,500 crore, maybe 12-13%.
10,500 implies 15%.
We are adding many value-added items also.
Okay.
We are now comfortable to talk only the volume growth, because value growth is very risky to talk, because value growth is depending on the raw material price.
Got it.
And can't forecast raw material price for next 6 months. Not possible.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Congratulations on great set of numbers, sir. Just two questions from my end. Firstly, when you revise your guidance, does that include Parvati Agro, or that does not include, both for this year as well as next year?
It includes Parvati Agro, but Parvati Agro has been taken over by us now only. And it may run very properly only beginning December only, because we have to get BIS for our production at Parvati Agro. So Parvati Agro production will come in our fold properly only from December, that is 4 months. We have the second half of October, and we will get production, we counted only for 4 months from there.
Right. But that includes those 4 months, your guidance.
That is our unit.
Right, understood. So secondly, on this multi-regional scheme, just wanted to understand a couple of aspects. Firstly, which other government orders do you have? Maharashtra is something that you have declared over the public domain. Is there any other large government-based order that you are supplying to? Secondly,
we are supplying to government through contractors.
But how much of the proportion does it fall? I think last quarter you said somewhere about 10%. And where do you see this portion going?
Oh, this is polythene pipe business is going much more than 10%. And I don't
know. So, as your percentage of revenue?
Percentage of revenue? No, immediately I can't reply you. What percentage of revenue?
These are basically polythene pipes.
We are supplying polythene pipe, and we are supplying to various governments, but also some contractors. Only Maharashtra, only we are supplying direct to government. Otherwise, we don't supply direct to government.
Understood, sir. But just wanted to understand what percentage of revenues does it form today, and where do you see this going ahead, like maybe 2 to 3 years down the line, what proportion can it become? And what's the visibility here? Till what time can these orders continue for us?
Maybe out of 7,000 crore turnover of piping system, maybe 7-8% maybe this polythene pipe business. Maybe 8%.
And what's the visibility, and till what period can these orders continue, some sense there?
I think the non-scheduled scheme should be over by end of 2024. Then we are now going, we are working on the gas piping system, so that will continue. So once we stop for water, then it will go for gas.
With similar visibility even there, like the numbers that today 7-8%, even gas can make up 7-8%?
We hope so. Because it's not a big business in our company and this should continue.
Understood, sir. That was helpful. Thanks. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you so much.
And all the best.
The next question is from the line of Udit Gajiwala from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. So firstly, can you highlight what is the dealer channel inventory right now? Are we seeing restocking happening again since the prices have come down sharply?
Now restocking started in second half of this month only.
Okay, sir. So is there any element that in Q2 the numbers could have been better, but there was some element of destocking, like what your peers have highlighted?
We don't think so. No. This is not possible to. We are not taking the stock inventory of our converters, of our distributor. No clear idea.
Understood, sir. And so, largely, what will be our plumbing mix and what will be the agri mix for the quarter?
Some complicated always because people are using agri pipe for plumbing also.
Fair enough. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Rehan from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. I just wanted to understand more on the cylinder business, the composite cylinders. So what kind of growth are you expecting in it going forward and how do you see the demand picking up for the same?
On composite cylinders, as we mentioned in the call also, right now we are executing the orders what we have received last year from the Indian Oil Corporation.
Correct.
As of now, there is no further visibility from any of the oil marketing companies for any further orders.
Okay.
So and what we have expanded our capacity is remaining underutilized. So mm-hmm. we are working with the oil marketing companies also, as well as we are also working on the export market inquiries.
Okay.
Something gets certified, then only we'll be able to tell you in a better place.
And what percentage of your industrial products does this make up?
Pardon?
What percentage of your industrial products does the composite cylinders make up of? Like how much percentage of industrial product revenue?
It's hardly less than 10%.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. So, sir, a couple of questions. First is, sir, working capital has increased on 12-month and 6-month basis. Can you please explain for all the three variables, inventory, receivables, and payables, please?
No, our inventories have increased. There is no decrease in the inventories. If you look at from March 23 base, our inventories are higher. Our receivables are also higher in absolute numbers. And payables have come down.
Sir, so any specific reason for the inventory and receivable days to increase?
So receivable days has not increased by one day. It was 16 days, now it is 17 days.
It has moved from 17 to 20, if I look at it from September 22 to September 23.
You are looking at September. I am looking from March point of view.
Correct.
So, of course, when the business has increased, so, and because there is a government business involved, where we are giving 30 to 45 days credit for the Maharashtra government order.
Okay.
So, otherwise, normal trade inventories or trade receivables are in the similar line.
Okay.
Payables have reduced because our import volumes have decreased since the prices were falling. And we are buying mostly domestic purchases against advance payment only.
Sure. This is helpful. Sir, my second question is, was there an element of inventory gains during the quarter? If you could please quantify that across polymers?
No, not inventory gain. If prices are falling, how can there be inventory gain?
Okay. So was there any inventory loss, any material number on either side?
No.
Yeah, some inventory loss may happen in the third quarter. We don't know today.
In second quarter, it was neither. neither a gain nor a loss kind of situation.
Okay, this is helpful. And sir, last question for Taparia, sir. Sir, you indicated on gas piping systems. Can you please detail what the product is like, what is the scope it actually offers us? Thank you so much.
We made the pipe and given for approval by the government authorities. We anticipate that we may get the clearance within 2-3 months. Once we get all the clearance, then we will come back to you. What business we are aiming to make for gas. We anticipate good demand to come for gas application also.
Sure. And sir, lastly, would you like to comment on the toys business? So if there is a PLI, we have exposure over here, we can be a beneficiary. So how are we looking at the toys segment?
No. We are not in toy business. We are not into a real toy business. So something we are doing only from the base of foam, where we are manufacturing polythene foam. So we are making some kids' puzzles, yoga mats kind of things. So not really into that kind of toy business.
We are not in toy business. No, please.
Okay.
Sorry.
Perfect, sir. This is very useful, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Mr. Anchal Lohade from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, is it possible for you to give us some sense for first half, how much is the PVC consumption for India for us, for Supreme?
Oh, India, I can say India has a growth of maybe 20%. You see, consumption in India, so if I don't get the number, India, I can tell you. See, we count the consumption based on the 18%. First quarter, the growth was 9.57%, second quarter, 28%. So overall, it is grown by 19%, first half, PVC.
And this is for India PVC consumption, right?
Yeah. India PVC share, where 75% may be going into piping.
Okay.
25% goes to non-piping. Whatever imports are taking place and domestic sale is always considered as a consumption.
Correct. Would you, and for us it would be higher than that, right? I mean, we would have definitely gained market share in the
PVC. We should have grown that much more than that.
Right.
Absolute number, 1.628 million was the last year, first half.
Okay.
1.628 million first half last year, and this year 1.926 million PVC. So again, 1.628 million this year consumption swung by maker of PVC in India to 1.926. So how much?
18%.
Got it. Sir, second question I had was with respect to our capacity. Can you help us with the total plastic piping capacity as of 30th of September? And is it possible to get a broad sense as to how much is in north, west, south, and east?
No, actually, what is available can be supplied to anywhere in the country. We are not restricting to that, they will not supply. Presently, demand, we are supplying goods from north also to eastern India.
Correct. No, I get that. I'm just trying to understand the spread of the. Company in terms of the presence of the capacity.
Not possible.
Okay. And just one more question. In terms of the growth, is it fair to say that the growth was substantially in the southern pocket or north or anything of that sort for the second quarter?
We are all India players.
I'm sure, sir. I'm just checking in terms of the growth for second quarter for plastic piping. Was that particularly driven by any particular geography?
No, growth was throughout the country.
Throughout the country. Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from Venkatesh from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. Can you share what was the inventory loss which you had in the first half of the year? I think after the first quarter, you had said first quarter inventory loss was around 40 crores.
That's all. That's all. We didn't say second quarter, there's no inventory loss, no inventory gain.
Okay, there's no inventory loss or inventory gain. But you, and what is your outlook on PVC prices? We have largely bottomed out and it should rebound from here, or there is a difference in opinion in terms of how demand supply dynamics are in the Asia Pacific region?
We say prices are stabilized, but having said that, I can only say commodity prices never stabilize.
Okay.
They may come down by 2-3 rupees kilo, they may go up by 2-3 rupees kilo, they may go down by 5 rupees kilo, they may go up by 5 rupees kilo. Commodity prices never stabilize. That this level will be maintained up to March? No, it is not going to happen.
Okay, okay. Just one more thing. Usually, earlier you used to put out an annual presentation where we used to give out the annual size of the market in each of the subsegments. But I think you've stopped doing that over the last couple of years. Any particular reason for that?
Look, precise data are not available. You see, we try to guess from the manufacturers of the polymers. We will try this year after this FY24 if we can get some precise data.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks. All the best.
Thank you so much. The next question is from Bahin Rupani from Investec. Please go ahead. Hello, Mr. Rupani, are you there? Hello, am I speaking with Mr. Bhavan Rupani? Can you hear me, please? This is the operator, sir. Unfortunately, we cannot hear you, so I will be disconnecting. If you can hear me, if you do wish to join, please rejoin the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubham Agrawal from Axis Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, congrats for the good set of numbers, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. My question is just on Nalke Jal. You mentioned that in Q1 you've done about 12,000 tons from this.
Dear friend, can you talk loud, DC? Preach. Hello?
Am I audible now?
Now audible. Yeah, please.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on the great set of numbers. I just wanted to ask you on the Nalse Jan scheme. You said in Q1 you did about 12,000 tons from the scheme. And we believe that the whole order is expected to conclude by FY24. Can you give a number, like how much volume are we expected to supply to Nalse Jal in the whole of FY24? That's one.
What is it?
Polythene
pipe supply for the
Nalse Jal. I believe Nalse Jal is both HDPE and PPE, right? Is that correct? And yes, the volume that you will supply to these?
Nalse Jal mostly is using our polythene pipe.
Okay, sir. So what will be the volume from Nalse Jal for FY24?
No, we supply various segments, you see. Again, apart from Nalse Jal, we supply in trade market also, so we cannot say precisely how much going for Nalse Jal. We are a large supplier of polythene pipe making it at location in the country.
Okay. So when you said that in FY25, this volume has to go out of Nalse
Jal. Speaking that it goes for Nalse Jal, we supply for various systems.
Okay, so it's not right to quantify that, okay, this probably... for the whole year, we'll supply, let's say, 40,000 tons to Nalse Jal. We can't really say that, right?
We'll tell you how much we might have supplied. But especially application, we don't know currently.
Okay, sir. So just you said that this Nalse Jal order will get completed in FY24. Can you please reiterate for my benefit that what were you expecting? What will government orders expected in FY25, which will help recoup this lost volume of well?
Well, we mentioned that Nalse Jal spend will be over by 24.
No, the government made an announcement they want to do it by 2024. They didn't say FY24. They said we want to do Nalse Jal scheme by 2024. Now, there may be some spillover. It may not be completed by 2024. Maybe may go on 2025 also. That part only, so many government states are there. We have no idea clearly. Presently, demand is proper. That only we know.
Okay, so and just my last thing, can you, is this possible to give a broad split of revenue from PVC, HDP, PVC, and PE pipes separately? Is it possible?
Not possible. It's classified.
Okay, thank you, sir. That was all from me.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Abhishek from DSP. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi sir, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to confirm your current capacity will be something like 8.5 lakh tons, including Parvati?
Of company or piping? Company.
Sir, overall company?
Company is maybe close to 900,000 tons.
Okay, and this will move to almost like a million by end of next year. Would that be a fair assumption, sir?
1 million ton by end of March 24.
1 million by March 2024. Got that, sir. And sir, the other thing is, you know, what we see is in the current quarter, your proportion of value added has moved up significantly to almost about 41-42%. That is largely because of packaging segment doing well. Would that be the major mover there?
Partly, because the packaging segment are doing quite well now.
Sorry, sir?
Yes, because of the division made by furniture division, by packaging division, by plastic piping, even other region contributed.
Okay. And sir, your packaging segment has seen very healthy improvement in margins. You spoke about the export opportunity. If you can just help us understand, is it like the distribution model where the packaging segment is gaining traction in export, or is it on the OEM model? If some color you can provide as far as the export opportunity of the packaging segment is concerned, sir.
We are making variety of products in packaging segment. And we have now big customer base throughout the world.
Okay.
We are making the product aid for the requirement of customized product.
Okay.
And we are getting better marginal customized product. It is not any our proprietary product.
Got it. So is it fair to assume, sir, that the competitive scenario landscape in packaging in domestic market is stable? It is the export market which is driving the incremental margin? Is that the way to look at the business?
Domestic market also, specialized item, we are getting proper price.
Okay. So there is improvement at both. You're seeing domestic plus exports.
You are right.
Okay, got that. And so just a couple of other things, you know, the through Parvati you have also acquired this OPVC. Would you be able to help us understand the applications of OPVC pipes? Where does it get used and the overall opportunity size?
OPVC is supplementing ductile iron pipe.
Okay.
Ductile iron pipe is principally used to carry the drinking water. And
correct.
Pipe market is 3 million ton.
Correct.
And
okay.
PVC is comparatively economical compared to ductile iron pipe. Capacity in India is very small. So market is growing. And we will supplement ductile iron pipe business.
Okay. So you will need to get your OPVC pipes approved by the government. Is that a process that you'll have to go through?
Already approved by the government.
Okay. So you will keep on adding capacity based on whatever demand you get on the DI replacement part of it. That's the way to look at it.
You are right.
Okay. So just one last question on the PVC window profile business that you have started and you're likely to commence operations in about a year's time. The distribution, will that be different, right? Will the distribution of that business will be different from the current distribution that you have for the piping system?
When we are ready, we'll give all details.
Got it, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions and wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Co. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar sahab, and thank you for this opportunity. Sir, just joining to the last answer which you gave for OPVC as a supplement to ductile iron pipes. So the ductile iron pipes diameter ranges with a long range. So how are these OPVC aligned to them? Any last mile connectivity that will happen through OPVC, or they, how will they work with ductile iron pipes?
No, we can connect OPVC to ductile iron pipe, there is no problem. We can use the IPC joint, there is no issue about it. And our Parvati is able to make only up to 400 millimeter diameter. Ductile iron pipe is made up to 1.2 meter diameter. So some portion of ductile iron pipe will be supplemented by OPVC. OPVC people are now trying to build a pipe up to... Our company will be producing up to 400 millimeter only.
And sir, how is the cost component advantages for OPVC?
Mostly economical compared to GI pipe.
Okay, but they will always act as a supplement. They cannot be act as a replacement to ductile. And that is what you are saying, or is it very nascent stage as of now?
I did not say replacement. I said supplement.
Yes, yes, sir. You did say melt supplement. That is my reason. Only for the cost efficiency part is the one reason that OPVC will act as a supplement, or what could be the other reason, sir?
I say GI pipe last requirement is 1.2 meter. 1.2 meter as on today not produced in India. India production is mostly 400 millimeter. Some plants have come from 630 millimeter also. So. The market GI pipe is more in the larger diameter.
Okay. So there OPVC will come into play.
So OPVC, our spark, our 3000 ton spark capacity.
Okay. And sir, post our this expansion, what is our current value added product as a percentage of sales, and what should be the percentage going ahead for say 1 or 2 year down the line?
Our current is around 36.5%, which is hovering between 36 to 39%. It all depends. This is a dynamic definition. The product which can get 17% plus EBITDA margin only classify for the basket. So something goes out, something comes in. Our focus remains to replace the new products continuously. Somewhere 37 to 39%, 40%. This is the range in which we are operating.
Okay, for the value added as a percentage of sales.
Correct.
Okay. So now, last point to the raw material basket. Sir, we are expanding capacity. Even other players are there. How do you how are the raw materials being aligned in terms of the capacities? And I think so. They are the PVC resins only the key raw material, or what constitutes the major part of our raw material basket?
We are very comfortably supplied by all our raw material suppliers, domestic and international. So we have no issue of raw material.
Okay, and so what portion do we source from the domestic, and how much is sourced internationally?
Maybe around 40 to 45% domestic, and balance is imports.
I think the new capacities have been envisaged for the PVC segment, so that will suit the thing more for the companies like us going ahead. So, some large capacities for PVC have been planned earlier also.
Not yet, I don't know. But anyway, just I can tell you that Reliance has announced and Reliance is implementing a very big expansion of PVC.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for all the elaborate answers, sir, and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to address your questions from all the participants at this conference, please limit your questions to one per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Navid Virani from Bastion Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible, please.
Okay, so thank you for the opportunity. So my question is regarding the overall exports. Regarding the overall exports, so let's say if we see 3 to 5 years down the line, can you give us what kind of opportunity size are we, you know, looking at in each segment in terms of exports?
No, we see now we are working also very strongly how to push exports. So as on today, our exports are less than 3% of our turnover.
So do we see export opportunity in each of the
more and more to push export? As on today, as I told you, we are having less than 3% of turnover. But with so many exhibitions now, we are participating in the international market. And with a great thrust and more resources we are providing to boost exports, we hope that our exports will go on rising.
So let's say 3 to 5 years down the line, do we see our exports going to, you know, 10% of our sales?
I can't tell any percentage. I can only say company focus remains to go on increasing export. And company putting resources to do that.
Thank you for the answer. All the best.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Two questions. Sir, first is historically we have heard...
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. Due to time constraints, can you please ask just one?
Okay, sir. Sir, historically we have always grew by organic growth, but it is for the first time what we are hearing is Parvati acquisition. Sir, what is the change in thought process? Why are we doing this now? Why have we not done it before? How should you understand this?
We wanted to go into OPC line.
Okay, so incrementally for new products, we will be open to inorganic growth. Is that how one should read into it?
We are open to even the existing product also inorganic growth. We have never closed our mind.
Okay. That helps. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Rahul Agrawal from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the follow-up. The question was, the Parvati acquisition, the net cost, final cost is about 150 crores. This is 20 crores lower than what we announced in August. Why is the difference?
No, Rahul, 20 crore we have to use for the adjoining land. So Parvati Agro is one part of the deal. What we announced was the combined consideration of the adjoining land also.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, audible, please.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. So just want to understand, you have guided EBITDA margin of 14.5%. H1, you have already done 14.5% in spite of inventory loss. Normally, H2 is more stronger. So is it more like a conservative guidance or you are factoring some inventory loss in your guidance?
You see, as I told you in October, first half only, the PC price has gone down by 13%. So going forward, you can't forecast your price trend. And with the world economy in such a robust shape, we don't know what fall can take place. So better to be conservative.
So, keeping inventory losses aside, 16% would be the right margin to look in next week?
Yeah, 14.5 to 15% without inventory losses kind of thing. You can say 14.5 to 15%. It all depends upon the product mix.
Okay. One last question from my side. The 1 million ton capacity which will be by the end of this year, can you give the segmental breakup?
780,000 ton will be plastic pipe.
Okay.
And expansion will take place in plastic pipe only. As you recall that we say that we will increase capacity by 200,000 ton this year. Out of 200,000 ton, 180,000 ton in a plastic pipe. The remaining 20,000 ton is spread over so many segments.
Understood. Okay, that's it.
Thank you so much. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Over to you, sirs.
Thank you. Thank you very much for very analytical question. We were enriched by the various questions raised by our partners. We thank all of them for the same. Now my colleague Shri Somani will like, yeah, please.
Thank you, Jan Capital, for organizing this conference. And thank you to all the participants. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Asim, for the conference. And thanks to all the participants. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sirs. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may disconnect your lines.